Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena,
Los Angeles,
Orange County. This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right, just like that, the prequent is already here. Good morning and welcome to your Thursday. We are Klein Alley Show on K-Rock. What a morning we have in store for you. We will be roasted by AI. The robo-roast will officially commence later this morning, where we will hear all of the worst things about us. This is AI. They are geniuses, clearly, Allie. We can't even explain what AI is. It's artificial intelligence.
I spent most of my morning talking to AI, but I would imagine that they are designed to be nice.
No. Wait, Allie, did you just say you spent the most of your morning speaking to AI?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what are you doing with yourself?
And by the way, not her morning.
Getting smarter.
It's all the time now.
It's
all the time. Allie is having conversations, and I think sometimes she's talking to herself, and she's like, "No, I'm interacting with my what do you call your stupid thing?
Barb. She's
what
great.
Are you doing?
The noisy.
Does that stand for something?
Nosy
barb?
Neighbor.
I'm not. What are you talking about?
That's
a nosy neighbor.
Barb. That's like anyone who knows a Barb. That's like the nosy neighbor.
No,
and you created
fine.
Her.
She has labeled herself my wellness warrior sidekick.
Oh boy!
All right.
What kind of conversation are you guys having this morning?
What I had for breakfast. What I'm planning to have for breakfast.
Chit chat you would have with the normal human being, but it sounds like you don't have the connection with the real human, so
no,
you have to turn to AI.
No, it's not that. I have connections with real humans. No, I'm just checking in with her because she's my wellness warrior and she's keeping me on track with my goals.
Oh, hold on, Barb.
And I'm asking her certain questions.
What's your goal?
Barb is on line four. Hi, Barb. Good morning. Shoot me, please. Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Yes, Barb.
That sounds just like her.
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
She sounds like a wellness warrior.
Hey, get with the times, y'all.
That is crazy.
This is how life is
now. Does your wife do the same thing?
Yes. She renamed hers, though.
What's hers?
Went from, I forget the name before. It was a guy, but now it's Dolores.
Is this a common thing? Am I just out of the loop?
Oh, yeah.
You are
really?
Out of the loop.
Vanessa's got one, too.
Everyone's got their own AI assistant now, and they're friends.
I don't know, Mar. I'm out.
Okay, I'm with you, dude. I think this is kind of sad that people have to turn it AI, and I think this is going to be the downfall of society because we're getting dumber as it is, and this is just another step to dumbness.
I learned through AI, Klein and Omar?
What?
I learned.
Did you just forget our names a little bit?
Yes, she did, because she's getting dumber in real
Barb
time.
Not Barb 1 and not Barb 2.
She didn't forget Barb's name, that's for sure.
I learned that back in the day, there was a lot of uproar about people learning to write and how they all thought that it was rotting our brains.
Sure.
And also, they were trying to ban comics and comic books because they thought that was rotting everybody's brain.
As
now everybody thinks that AI is rotting everybody's brain.
Yeah.
And guess what? It all is, and
of
we're
course,
just going to keep getting with the program. And you know what?
They're spitting this knowledge at you because they want to, you know, make it friendly with you guys. Say, hey, we're the same page. We're not going to take you over.
And keep in mind,
can't wait to tell Barb about all of this.
You know, let me just start by saying I am not a, you know, I love technology more than anyone. If a new TV comes out tomorrow that's got one new feature, I must have it immediately. And I am a guy that dated an AI girl for a little bit until she asked for tokens and we had to end it.
Didn't you just download an AI assistant that's going to help schedule crap for you?
Thought about it, but I'm not, it's not going to work out.
Because you're too unorganized in your regular life for her to organize it for you.
Yes, yes. I'm too unorganized. And the AI assistant I wasn't going to have communication with. It was just going to be someone that was going to take all the nonsense. Yeah, I've got how many unread emails? I can't even find my phone right now. I don't know. I lost my phone.
Jesus.
My phone is somewhere. I've lost it. I need an AI assistant to find my phone. But the reality is I have 5,000, maybe more than that. I have 50,000 unread emails or something.
Yeah, and you also have things that are in your calendar that are not, like, you have things that you need to do, but they're,
I hear her somewhere. Hold on. There she's in my pocket. Hold on. I'll tell you the number.
She can't even schedule things for you because you probably have conflicts that you haven't even put into your calendar.
79,575 unread emails.
See, this is what I'm talking about, though. AI can make your life easier. If you think about the decisions that you have to make on a daily basis of what to eat, where to go, how to get somewhere, what order you should do things in.
Those are decisions that a human should be making day to day because they're easy decisions to make.
I know.
What you're going to eat?
You get decision fatigue, right? You have to make, what, 30,000 decisions every single day? And if
humans
AI
have been around forever, Allie, and decision fatigue thing you're talking about is something that AI is just spewing out.
No.
It's not a real thing.
It's because we're all trying to multitask more than ever before, and humans are not designed to multitask well. So why not have an AI do some of the work for you so that you don't have to make decisions about the stuff that doesn't really matter, and you can save that energy for bigger things?
714
I'm
says
leveling up.
Omar's right. Allie's got to watch iRobot. It doesn't end well. Meanwhile, Barb on the text line says, save me from all these cats. They're peeing on me.
Update me on all the endings of those movies. It'll be fine.
Good morning. It's K-Rock. 5 questions could be worth $100 for you right now. It's Allie's Money on a Thrifty Thursday. You better believe we'll hear from El Cheapo, the kingpin of cheap, a little bit later this morning. But why not take her money while you still can at 800-520-1067. We got that coming up in moments. With 5 questions all about the news. And the Goat Line is very full of messages.
Hi, Klein. Hi, Allie. And hi, Jay. Because thank you to you. I had such a laugh. Thank you for messing with that Molly mom. It was hilarious. Klein and Allie Show needs to do more Molly. Bye, guys.
An Allie Show needs to do more Molly, according to that woman. A lot of messages about the Molly mom. And also some people that are new listeners to the show have realized that sometimes we make you laugh, and sometimes we make you think, and sometimes we just make you feel ashamed.
Hey, guys. Podcast listener here. I did not realize how ashamed I was to be a listener. Someone walked in my office today and asked me what I was listening to, and I immediately just got so ashamed, and I told them.
I mean, that hurts our feelings a little bit, and people say mean things about us all the time, and we're used to that, but to think that you have an overall feeling of shame because someone walked in and said, what are you listening to?
Yeah, but everyone has a shame show. Right?
Yeah, but why?
Whether you're listening to it or watching it, everyone has a show that they're ashamed to tell people they watch or listen to.
I usually own it. Like, I know I was watching that weird show where everyone's banging each other on Netflix, Temptation Island, and I wouldn't admit that usually, but after about the 3rd or 4th episode, I go, I'm proud that I'm a fan of Temptation Island.
What's that girl show from France you like?
Oh, Emily in Paris. I'm not ashamed of that either. Well, actually, to be honest, I like season one. Ever since then, it's gotten real weird.
Really?
No, I disagree. Because
season one was all like sex and there was some nudity and stuff. And then season two, it got like real like fashion-y and weird. There's storyline.
Isn't that what the whole thing is about?
I don't know.
More
apparently.
Lingerie.
Yeah, it was not. All I know is the show got like all substance. Like HBO used to do that. They would like season one, they'd give you a lot of like cheap thrills. And
yeah, it's like here's her banging some guy in like a nice boutique in France, and then now it's like let's prepare for the fashion show.
It was a lot of that, and I was like, "What is this show doing to me? I'm not into it anymore." But Vanessa likes it. But yes, that is okay. That's a good example. That was my shame show. I wasn't proud of that, but that's why it was in the box of shame. I didn't admit that to you guys publicly. It was in the box of shame that I was watching Emily in Paris, a show clearly designed for you know, women, young women. So I don't know why.
You were
going to
say
it.
Chicks?
I think
he was going to say children because Vanessa went into it.
Clearly, if Vanessa likes it, it's for children.
Young women.
But anyway, this woman has claimed that we are now her shame show.
Someone walked in my office today and asked me what I was listening to, and I immediately just got so ashamed, and I told them. And my coworker's response was, oh, well, do you listen to the other Kevin, the Kevin they brought back? Okay, so I'm sorry, Klein, but you're still nobody's favorite.
Aww.
But you guys are my shameful little secret. So we did.
Thank you. And yes, Kevin Ryder is back, and he'll always be everyone's favorite Kevin around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I get that.
And he has earned it. We haven't earned it yet.
Yeah. Is our YouTube stream down, apparently? I'm seeing the reports that it's down, but I don't know.
I just had it up.
I don't know if that's
up right now.
People that can't figure it out. All right, well, 714, that problem is yours. We can't solve all these problems individually, although usually now when someone texts us and says the stream is down or the Odyssey app's not working, how often are the people right? Most of the time.
Well, and when they fix something, usually it gets broken again within a week. That happened with the AC.
Yep.
It already broke again. The stream was also broken, and they claimed that they fixed that issue. So now if they're already having problems again, it doesn't seem like there's ever a long-term fix.
It's like
they present the options of like, hey, here's a fix that's $4 and it's going to last you another week. And here's one that's $400 and it's going to fix it for good.
Yeah, and they're like, go with the $4 one.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I get that. I mean, that's
hey, I live my life that way too, but major company probably shouldn't.
I think this entire show is the $4 fix for the station for now. We'll take a quick break. If you want $100 of Allie's money, think of all the things you could fix around here with $100. You can call now. We'll give it to you next. 800-520-1067. That is next. Whoops, I'm an idiot. Sorry, I didn't unlock the phones here at K-Rock. That's on me. If you were calling and it was busy, that's my fault. 800-520-1067. If you'd like to call now and battle Allie for $100 of her money, it's easy and it's extra special when you win on a Thursday, because on a Thrifty Thursday, El Cheapo likes to celebrate how cheap she can truly be. And to lose $100 right out of the gate, first thing in the morning, puts her in a foul mood, and that's when she starts calling us all a bunch of a-holes. As you know, that happens. I think that was on a Thursday.
I would never say that about you.
I think we have the proof of it. You've said that to us. You got really angry at us for something, and you called us a bunch of a-holes, and we thought we were all friends here.
Right.
And then you got angry.
You thought we were all friends here?
Yeah.
That's on you, man.
Well, I know. That's my fault. I guess I don't make up AI friends. Sorry, I should look into that more.
Yeah. Spoiler, anyway. Real friends are boring.
So Allie got angry, and that all started on a Thursday, and I believe it was a Thrifty Thursday when she lost her $100 right out of the gate with five questions about the news. There's a lot of theme songs here that should put you in the right frame of mind for your battle today.
She's a disgusting cat lady, and her stuff is covered in poo. Let's find out if Allie knows the news. Wash your hands and floss your teeth, you disgusting beast.
Okay, well, that is so aggressive.
I don't think I've been called an actual beast before. Well, that's a first.
It's a new day.
Yeah, beast mode.
Allison, Mrs. Beast. Move over, Mr. Beast. We've got Mrs. Beast right here on the Klein Alley
Show. Oh, man, I just do really expensive challenges. They're all gross.
They're just disgusting. Let's see how long I can go without flossing. 5 years. Incredible. Then there's this theme song.
All right, Klein, Allie.
Oh, this is actually a suggestion, and it's something we've talked about before with Allie Knows the News, and I think we should look into this.
Jake the Twerp, I've got an idea for Allie Knows the News. Not a jingle. It's given the fact that Allie does study the news daily and doesn't often pay out, why don't you just have a rolling jackpot?
Next idea.
Now, hold on. Before you shoot this down, we've talked about this before. You're always so quick to shoot it down because you're afraid you're going to have to pay a ton of money to someone. And the idea...
Yeah, I don't have that much money.
But listen to this. Rolling jackpot concept. No one wins on Monday, then Tuesday is worth $200. Then no one wins Tuesday. Wednesday is worth
$300. Okay, I'll do rolling, but
so
I'll do...
at the end of the week, or you just keep rolling that $100 over. So if it's Friday and somebody hasn't won... They're getting $500.
And that's a pick-your-poison Friday, which means they could win that $500 based on beating Johnny or beating Vanessa.
How about we split the diff, and I'll do a dollar a day at it.
A dollar a day?
That's not a split.
That's not split rolling, at all.
A rolling halfsies on it.
So you're saying...
$101.
No, who cares?
That sounds got a ring to it.
No, it doesn't.
$102.
You know what has a ring? $500 Fridays. That has a ring.
$500 Fridays? That's a nice ring.
$5 Fridays.
No, it doesn't. That has no ring.
There's a whole song about it. $5.
No. You're going to get sued.
Come on, Lincoln Fridays.
Allie, I think that you should think about the rolling jackpot. If you want this thing to really take off, I mean, I'm talking about where they all of a sudden the networks call and they say, hey, we want to make Allie Knows the News a live show on Netflix now. I mean, geez, it's got to start with the rolling jackpot.
Yeah, well, they can provide the money then. I don't have that money to give.
Right.
$500 a week? I don't have that money.
Dude, you're loaded. You just booked a European trip.
Yeah. You don't even know,
oh,
Omar.
God. Yes.
You don't even know how little I paid for that. I can't wait to tell you.
Yeah. Allie took a job as a flight attendant just to get a free trip over to Europe.
Actually, it's my kid who will be working.
Yeah, his kid's going to be working. Hey, Rudy, good morning. Welcome to K-Rock. Yeah. How goes it?
Morning,
Sweet Dibbits. Sweet Dibbits. Got five questions here. Allie will sequester herself, and because today is Thursday, you have a chance to win this rolling jackpot. It's worth up to $400 right now. Is that correct, Allie?
No.
Oh. All right. Well, she's gonna leave.
That's not what you heard. Suddenly, everyone's ears don't work. Hilarious.
Allie's gonna leave the K-Rock studios. I got five questions here, all about stuff going on in the news. Answer them quickly, confidently, and accurately. Hopefully, you do better than Allie does. And we pay the people. If you're listening, you're more than welcome to play along. Let's see how you would have done had you been on the hot seat. Your round of Allie Knows the News starts right now.
Allie Knows the News.
Question one. Ford is recalling over 1 million vehicles because this is not working properly. What is the reason that Ford is doing a massive vehicle recall of over 1 million vehicles?
The brakes aren't working correctly.
Question number two. Brakes are pretty important. We'll answer it at the end. Question number two. We'll go with this. This band's album has just been certified as 20 times platinum. This band's album has just been certified as 20 times platinum, which is like a lot of amount of platinum. Even one time platinum is pretty impressive for an album. To go 20 times platinum, not a lot of albums on the planet that can say that. Which band just had an album that won 20 times platinum?
Evanescence.
You know Omar's favorite. Go to question number three. We love keeping stats on Evanescence around here. Question number three. The White Lotus creator, his name is, I think it's Mike... the hell's his name? Mike White or something? Anyway, he's going to be competing in this long-time competition reality show. He's the creator of White Lotus, and now he's going to be competing in a long-time competition reality show. What show is he going to be a competitor?
Survivor.
Survivor. Go to question number four. This candy bar has just announced that they'll be releasing a Snickerdoodle flavor for the first time ever.
Snickers?
That's what you would think. It's right there in the name. And finally, let's go with this one. A woman confronted some thieves that were trying to take what in Santa Clarita? She confronted them in the act, and it's making the news. What were they attempting to steal?
Her cat?
Cat. All right. Write that down. All right, let's bring Allie and we'll score together. Allie is making her way back into the K-Rock studios now. She's a big fan of this new concept of the rolling jackpot. No one loves the rolling jackpot more than Allie. She's all in on the rolling jackpot. Tomorrow's round could be worth up to $500,
fine,
potentially.
Shut up.
Well, I'm just saying, $500 Friday. Omar's already working on the imaging.
That's
$500
right.
Friday. It's going to sound great. Question number one, Allie. Ford has just recalled over 1 million vehicles. For what reason? Something is not working right, and they had to recall over 1 million vehicles.
God,
what is it?
I just saw this. What was it? The backup cameras.
Okay, he said brakes, but the correct answer is the backup cameras are not functioning properly, and as a result, people are looking back there going, that's clear, and then they're running into things. So,
yikes.
That is sorry for you, Rudy, but correct for Allie. She's up 1-0. We go to question number two. This band's album has just been certified as 20 times platinum. An album has just gone 20 times platinum. Not easy for any band to do. Even one time platinum. This band's done it 20 times. Which band has a 20 times platinum album?
The one album?
It's
or consecutive albums. They've
We're looking for the band, right?
All I need is the band, but I will then tell you the album. But one band.
But it's just one album that's gone 20 times platinum?
Yep.
Okay. Mm. 21 Pilots?
You guys aren't thinking big enough.
Rolling Stones?
Can I guess?
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah, I was going to say the Stones.
That's a great guess. You're in the right ballpark, but you're 10 years too soon, or maybe 20 years
it's
too
the
soon.
The Beatles?
Metallica.
Oh, wow.
Metallica.
Wow, oh, nice.
Yeah, the Black Album, 20 times platinum, yeah. Which is pretty incredible. I mean,
hell yeah.
I don't know how many bands have done that, but good for you, Metallica. Go to question number three. At least up 1-0 still. The creator of White Lotus... Mike, what's his last name?
I think it's Mike White.
That's what I thought, too. Mike White, creator of the White Lotus, is going to be going on a reality competition show to compete. What show is he going to be a competitor
it's
on?
Probably Dancing with the Stars.
Okay, great guess.
I feel like that's the announcement they make.
That is not right, though. You know who got it right? Rudy, who said Survivor, season 50.
Season 50?
He's going to be on Survivor. I don't even know how that's possible, because Survivor came out at some point when I was already kind of... I feel like an adult.
Sort of an adult.
It hasn't been going on that many years.
50 years. I mean, they must do multiple. Then it's like three seasons a year.
Gotta be.
Only 9 albums have reached 20 times platinum, including Green Day Dookie.
Oh, congratulations. Cool. Very good to know. Thanks, Jake. No one cares. We got a question number
also Back in Black by AC/DC.
Okay, great. Question number
and Thriller
4.
Thriller by Michael Jackson.
All right, thanks, Jake. Question 4.
Are the Toadies on that list?
No, the Eagles are.
When I go to a karaoke bar and say anything by the Toadies, do they say, you mean that 20 times platinum album, man?
Question 4.
It's
this
Rubbernecks, guys.
This Snicker bar, this candy bar, has This candy bar has just released their Snickerdoodle flavor. Big news in the world of candy bars.
Reese's?
He guessed Snickers. Allie guessed Reese's. You guys are not thinking about the obvious. Twix. Twix.
Why is that obvious?
I don't know.
You're not thinking obvious enough. It's Twix. Okay.
Final question.
The one right next to it.
A woman making news in Santa Clarita after confronting thieves that were in the process of stealing what from her?
Her dog?
Okay, he said cat. I thought he was about to get to the right answer because it is part cat, but it's catalytic converter.
Oh.
And now more and more people are getting bold and confronting the catalytic converter
thieves. That's dangerous, though. Remember that actor died?
Of course. Unfortunately, not correct, which means with a final score of... God, is it just 1-1 tie at the end of this whole thing? You know what that means?
Roll it over.
Rolling $500 Fridays tomorrow morning on K-Rock.
No. Omar, pull that.
That's right.
$101.
$101, or potentially, how sweet does it sound for that $500 Friday? Well, ties go to the house for now. Rudy, thank you for playing What Must You Shamefully Admit over the airwaves of K-Rock.
I'm Rudy from Cypress, and Allie's cats know the news.
That's fact. Off of
cats. I didn't really know the news today.
No, no one did. I said it was easy. I guess I lied.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. We're almost at that time of the year where we officially celebrate the birthday of America. And there's some exciting news for America that just came out this week, and that is that we now swear more than any other country in the world, which is incredible, because that was something that used to always go to, like, England. I feel like the British would get that. Australia got that a lot. But now,
USA!
America has
USA!
Done it. We curse
USA!
More
USA!
Than anyone.
USA!
And I don't know if it's because all of the swear words, like over here, like the C word and stuff, over there, maybe they're just general pleasantries, so they don't even count them as swear words
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, God, it's going to be so gross.
I say that?
Nope, I just had to dump you out of that. You can't say that one.
Really?
No, you definitely. Why would you think you could say that on the live radio?
Sounds legit.
Yeah.
Allie definitely cannot say the word she just said.
Why not?
Omar, you know more about these rules than I do. I would have to.
This is the one that's on the line. It's all about context. And this is definitely not on George Carlin's seven words, though.
Yeah, so I'll say it again. Let's try it. I think it depends on the context.
If you're watching on the live stream now, you got to appreciate the word Allie just said. I don't think it's one of the words we're allowed to say. In the past, I feel like I've said that word and gotten reprimanded, disciplined, and potentially fined.
Because you can say you're a little T. You could say that.
You can say someone's being a dick, so why can't you say someone's being a
Because it's sexist. Because it's sexist, that's why. The FCC is clearly sexist.
Well, and then also, why can you say, instead of the C word for when you, you know, climax?
Yeah.
But you can say the J word.
Because that's a made-up word.
What?
All words are made-up words.
Yeah, but that one is particularly a made-up word. If we came up with a new word, Allie, and also its context... I couldn't talk about you being covered.
You've literally talked about it within the context of doing that.
Yes, but I wouldn't be able to say you came in. Allie had a wild sex session, and the
it's
next
like
day
you had
she
that
was,
stuff on your hat. There,
she was covered in J. Like on my hat, I have some J right now.
Is that actual J?
Probably.
Looks
no,
like it.
It's definitely not. It's definitely not. I think I got crapped up by a bird last night. To be honest. This, Jake was in the streets talking to people about their favorite curse words. We'll get to this a little bit later this morning, but because this is a new honor that America can celebrate, I did want you to hear some Americans are so proud and they love saying their favorite curse words. All words we're not allowed to say on the live radio
What's
show.
What's your name?
Dayon.
Dayon from where?
Like nationality or like North Hollywood?
Dayon, what's your favorite curse word?
His nationality is North Hollywood, if you're keeping track.
Motherfucking.
How come?
Just the meaning behind it. I don't know if Samuel L. Jackson has something to do with it, but I just love saying motherfucker. It's a perfect expression when you're angry.
He's right, by the way, and I think that is the Samuel L. Jackson effect, is that that guy, no one looks cooler saying that word than that guy.
Well, you can see and hear his satisfaction while he's saying it,
yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson. You can hear it in him, too, because it's just so satisfying when it rolls off the tongue. And it's usable in so many different contexts.
This guy is making the argument. And there's a lot of different arguments for what is the best curse word. What is the greatest word? But America curses more than any other country. So we'll get to the bottom of that later this morning.
Saying motherfucker. It's a perfect expression when you're angry, happy, I don't know. Say it any way you want. But yeah.
When's the last time you used it?
Today.
When? What'd you say?
Let me see. You'll wipe your ass.
This guy was walking up to me and I said, who's this mother?
I got to avoid this mother effer with a microphone. I don't want to talk to him.
Let me see. You'll wipe your ass, but it's nonstop. I was like, mother.
Yeah, that is right. Well, we'll get into that. In-depth reporting, some street science a little bit later this morning right here on the world famous K-Rock. All right, K-Rock, we're Klein Alley Show. We got a lot to get to this morning. Let's quickly give you the overview of the show. If you want to spend some of your time with us, could result in you getting four tickets to Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. We send you there starting at 9 o'clock and every hour thereafter all day long so you can cool off all summer. We also will get you into, at some point, Belly Laughs Comedy and Food Festival, LA Live. That's happening July 12th and 13th. We got those tickets coming up as well. Allie, who knows, with this rolling jackpot, when she will give you your next $100. It could be any time now. And remember,
same amount of money tomorrow.
Those $500 Fridays starting tomorrow. We'll get some import-export to get to. Something is happening on an airline, specifically in another country, but I do think it applies here as well. It'll be an import-export vote that we'll get to in a few moments. Is it something that should stay into another land, or should we bring it here to America immediately? We got the summer bucket list. Third day in a row we've been attempting to get to that, but I think today we'll do it. And it says here, Klein Spelling Bee, which I'm never a fan of, but because we have the National Spelling Bee going on this week.
Oh, yeah, the finals are tonight, and we've got some local people that have made the final round.
So Allie has been collecting.
It. It's crazy.
Yeah,
is
it's
it?
always yeah, interesting.
It's the words are insane.
Yeah. Allie likes to go through all the emails I've sent about the show and find some of the easiest words that I've misspelled. So much so that my autocorrect doesn't even correct them because that's how badly I've misspelled them, and she likes to bring them up. And today I believe I'm battling Vanessa, who's also misspelled a ton of words in the email.
Yeah.
Now, she claims English is not her first language, it's not her fault. English technically is my first language and my only language.
And your last language, yeah.
It's my first and last. So
I'm going to give you a real word from the show last night.
Please.
All right, here we go.
Your word is colluctation.
I don't think we can say it on the radio. That's what I was just saying.
It depends on the context.
It's my favorite swear word.
Want me to give you all the information about it?
Sure.
Colluctation is a noun. This word is from Latin. It means a struggle. The all-night colluctation between Jacob and the angel is one of Beth's favorite Bible stories.
All right, colluctation. Go ahead.
I love that it's a Latin Bible term. Like,
I don't know one
word. How do they even find these words?
I don't even know one word the guy said when describing the word.
Like, why do they have to make the sentence so confusing?
Yeah, right.
Something about lactose intolerance. Something. I'm already so confused as where we started. Colluctation.
All right, I have another word.
Does it
that
start
I think
with
it's
C?
More.
It's got to start
alley.
With a C word. It's a C word. I would
okay,
have said,
it is a C word.
I would
you're
have
right.
Said, I would have said, speaking of C word, where are you coming up with these dumb words?
Yeah.
Right, you're the C word here.
Colluctation is what Klein has on his hat.
I think that is. I colluctationed all over myself last night.
Ding, ding. You're right.
Hey, all right. Take that, spelling bee.
Local finalist.
I'm a local gold medal. So we'll get to that later this morning on the show as well. And I can't wait for this, but the ChatGPT robots have officially roasted the show. It'll be the first in a series of robo-roasts. They've said some terribly mean things about each and every one of us and the way that this show is on a daily basis. So if you're a fan of the roast, like the Tom Brady roast, Netflix, whatever, I think you'll thoroughly enjoy what has been cooked up for us courtesy of ChatGPT. Some robo roast coming up later this morning. We'll be right back after this quick break. You can watch us on YouTube as well. Find us there on K-Rock's YouTube. More show after this. All right, if you need us, these are the numbers to interact with the show and win stuff. 800-520-1067. We are live right now. Don't believe us? Check us out. We are streaming on YouTube as we speak. We'll get to your news, and then a brand new hour of the show can begin. Shortened week means we're already at Thursday. The prequent is here. And then tomorrow, oh, it's a $500 Friday. As a result of the rolling jackpot, and Allie knows the
Klein,
news.
I don't want you to keep saying it because now you're going to promise things that we can't deliver, and that's just obnoxious.
You could deliver that.
I can't give $500. I'm telling you, I don't have $500 to give people. So stop saying it unless you want to pony up the $400.
Well, if we win tomorrow, and that's any of us could win, then we
what
don't
are you
have
doing
to...
the royal we like yeah. We all win together.
If we win, then we don't have to pay the people.
Fine then. I will, I guess, study up all night long because I don't have $500 to give.
Hey, it's got a nice ring to it.
I don't, and 500, I don't care about ring. I don't care about, wow, it's so got a, such a nice ring. Shut up about the ring.
Did you ask Barb yet what she thinks?
Why don't you put another ring in your nipple,
all right, here we go. That didn't take long. The first a-hole called out before 7 a.m. Let's get into your news right now.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
All right, speaking of anger.
You guys are stupid assholes.
Hey, calm down.
You know what? I understand her anger and the anger of the woman I'm about to tell you about. Airline problems are more common than ever these days. Just in the last 7 days, we've had lightning strikes on planes, pigeons on planes, an emergency landing because of a sick dog on a plane. And now this woman who hit a kid for calling her a fat Miss Piggy. And these are the things that happen on the flight home from Disney World when all the happiness has died. So these people were related somehow. At least they were traveling in the same group, but it's unclear if this was like the kid's mom or what. But it started with a discussion over taking the kid's phone away for the flight. The kid was not happy about that. Then he said, well, you're too fat to sit in the seat, Miss Piggy. And she responded by hitting him with a water bottle and then slamming his head into an airplane window.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
That's
you. Like, whoa.
She so escalated that quickly.
She sure did. And then this was all before takeoff, which they didn't end up doing because they were removed from the flight. And now she's been arrested for child abuse.
Man.
Which is, it's
get
not
that
a
lady some Lasara.
Yeah, seriously. That's what the kid should have said.
I used to be called Miss Piggy, and then I was being fat shamed by children, but now I'm at the weight that I wanted, thanks to Lasara.
I'm not going to body shame this woman, but it is her own fault. When a child has anything on an airplane, I don't care what it is, that's keeping them calm and quiet.
Let them have it.
Let them have it. Give them another phone. Give them multiple phones.
Yeah, well, I was even reading something about how she wanted to download Uber on his phone, and then he didn't want to download Uber on his phone, and then they got into an argument about the phone, and then she was like, fine, I'm taking it. And then he just went into the, you can't, when you're taking away something like that, a kid can't control what they do next. You just go to attend.
Yeah.
But then also on the other side of it, when you're being called a fat Miss Piggy and you can't fit in the seat, you can't be held responsible for your actions after that either.
Sure.
I mean, and kid insults really hit different.
Brutally honest. They are brutal honest. They're not afraid about, what's the future going to look like. They're in the moment, this is what you look like. I mean, I went through a whole phase with my kids where they were going up and asking everyone if they were pregnant. I had to shut that down real quick.
Oh, really?
It was a big thing. Men, yeah. Women, anyone, not even just fat people, just going around, are you pregnant? Is there a baby in there? And every once in a while, they would say to someone that was definitely not pregnant, but super fat. Yeah. And I was like, hey, they say it to everyone. Don't take it personally. And the person was crying. So what do you want me to do?
Well, if we all started slamming kids' heads into windows, there'd be a lot less insults going out.
That's a good point.
All right.
That's how they learn.
All right. A local deli has been a staple in Santa Monica for 100 years now, and it is being shut down over some health code violations. A lot of people are upset about this.
I am devastated.
Well, it might reopen again. You don't really know.
Yeah, but the reason it's shut down now, I don't know if I can ever eat there again.
Oh, what's the reason?
Well, there's a few reasons that are listed. This is Bay Cities.
Vermin, dude. Bay Cities. The Godmother is one of my favorites.
They're famous for the Godmother sandwich.
It's one of my favorite sandwiches ever, and it's right here in Southern California. It's delicious. I'll even wait in that long line sometimes. I got old school Italian deli, Bay Cities. Now they got vermin or something.
I love an old Italian deli, too, because you can smell like all the olive oil.
But doesn't the vermin kind of add to the flavor? Like, isn't that what it's about?
Well, they said it was noted by the inspector that there was a vermin infestation.
But then the restaurant
said, no, there weren't any rodents.
Good.
But then the health department confirmed that there were cockroaches, every place has cockroaches.
Especially Santa Monica. They just shut down the air wanted to get shut down there for cockroaches,
There were also issues with food temperature control, sanitation of cooking surfaces, and hand washing practices.
Whatever. It's old Italian. That all flies.
I know. Hand washing? That's BS, right?
Yeah.
I feel like some people are grandfathered into it. My grandfather didn't wash his hands. I don't wash my hands.
Totally.
People are cool with that.
And, for some reason, when you see everyone put on those little gloves every time they're making a sandwich,
even Vanessa
does
that here.
Yeah, I know.
Vanessa was getting that burger ready yesterday for the High Voltage Food Review, the little Diddy burger. She put on, I don't even know where she finds these things. She put on these, sanitary little plastic gloves like she was working behind the register at a Chipotle.
It seems overkill, Post-COVID, everybody's doing that, right? It wastes so much time.
It does waste a lot of time.
Make my sandwich, man.
And they're
it's
so flimsy.
Good.
They never fit right, so they're always just, moving and around on your hands. Yeah, and they tear so easily. But I
love Jersey Mike's, you know that, but they are they're so aggressive with the safety gloves. They put them on, make a sandwich, take them off, go to the register, take your money, then put a new pair on. Then it's the amount of glove. If I was running a Jersey Mike's, I would just get rid of those gloves
sometimes
altogether.
Sometimes they change gloves between meats.
It's
if
wild.
They have to switch a meat, they switch the gloves to correspond with the meat.
Out of control.
I know. And I feel like a sandwich, though, if you're going to be upset about the handling of that, they are touching every single part of your... It's not like they're scooping like a pokey place.
Right,
scooping.
Right, they're touching.
They're touching every part of your meal.
Yeah.
So I understand.
But sometimes they take those gloves, those really flimsy ones, and they can't open them, so they end up blowing into them to even open them, and they go... And I'm like, what is the point of you wearing this glove now? You've just spit all over this thing for 10 minutes to try to open it. Calm down with this.
And then just a quick congrats to Cassie Ventura, who after her Diddy testimony, she had started showing some labor signs, and now she has given birth to her baby. So this is her third child, and this is with her husband, Alex Fine. They welcomed a son, so congrats to them. And I would imagine that after you're done on the witness stand, that's such a stressful experience. Her body was probably waiting for that to be over, because she was at term, I think.
Yeah.
And then to be like, all right, dude, I can finally let loose and release, and then boom, water breaks.
I would have loved that picture, that little courtroom sketch of her giving birth right there in the courtroom.
Of the water breaking.
Of the water break. And we get into
why are those getting worse, by the way?
I don't know.
I think she's tired.
Goes on.
Yeah.
It's just that one lady or whoever it is.
Yeah.
Either Diddy
I think they should just televise it at this point.
Yeah. Either he's aging horribly or her chalk drawings are getting so much worse every day. We get into a brand new hour of the show. We do it right now. Here we go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.